General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 72 of the General Failure podcast for the week of April 11th, 2017. This week, we've got squeezable Disney bots, Project Scorpio is expensive as fuck, and the cosmic showdown of the century. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Sup.
And CJ. All right. What are you playing? Oh, we don't have any of that because we're all playing the same exact shit that we always do.
I think we're on a roll with this. Nobody's playing anything new ever.
We've got like 12 games at once to play. Yeah. God damn. Yeah. Shit.
I'm still trying to beat Zelda.
And yep, you already beat Zelda, so.
Well, I already beat it, but I'm still trying to. Fuck that. I have like 76 shrines done, so I'm well on my way to that, but I have like 74 Korok seeds. Oh, yeah. I'm not quite close to that 900 yet.
You gotta get one of those freaking like
crystal meth. Is that what I have to get so I can stay up for days on end?
There's out there now that can fucking run it for you.
Probably, yeah.
So we'll move on to nerd news. CJ, you've got some Disney news?
I do have some Disney news. So, you know, there are people out there who troll for patents just to see when companies release or submit new patents. But the thing is, they never mean anything. You know, you can submit all the patents you want, but it doesn't actually mean it's going to be a product. But Disney has an interesting one out there for quote unquote soft body robot for physical interaction with humans. So either Disney is getting into the sex robot business,
which is obviously the answer,
obviously, or they just want to fire all of their teenagers who walk around in the big, like the Mickey costumes and shit like that.
There's two things. The people that walk around in there, you have to pay them salaries. Mm-hmm. You have to pay health benefits. And they can possibly sue you when they overheat and die in those fucking costumes. Right, yeah. And you fire them anyway and humiliate them if they take their heads off and a child sees it without the head.
Right.
If they do a robot, it's a one-time investment and then some maintenance fees and stuff, but you don't have to pay health benefits. You don't have to do that. It's going to save them so much money in the long run by just replacing people with robots.
Yeah.
Just like every other industry is doing.
Yeah. There's a really funny line in the article that was talking about how it passed current tests, which basically means it didn't kill any kid when it hugged it.
It's like the Itchy and Scratchy Land episode of The Simpsons where they just go on a murderous rampage.
Yeah, a lot of people keep saying that it's probably going to take over for the face characters, the costumed face characters. People like Aladdin or Cinderella that have, you know, that are actual real people.
Mickey Mouse and Pluto and all that shit.
It'll mostly, but I don't think it's actually going to be like that. I think this is going to be more for in one of the parks, probably like Animal Kingdom, where there'll be like a thing where you can actually go up and interact with an animal, but it's not a real animal.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it'll still really kill you and tear your face off.
When it takes off over the world because robots.
Yeah, you know.
I was thinking they would just replace a lot of their old-ass animatronics
with
these as well
that can actually interact with.
Speaking of, fun fact, Donald Trump is going to be in the Hall of Presidents.
Of course he is. He's the president.
Yeah.
He has to be.
How fun is that going to be? Go to Disney and see the Donald.
They should replace all the presidents in the Hall of Presidents with these.
Yeah, so you can hang out with...
Yeah, you can hug all your presidents.
You can hug all your favorite presidents.
I'd hang out with TJ.
You know, get the fuck out.
He my home dog.
Everybody wants to hug Arthur Cleveland. No, wait.
Grover Cleveland?
Grover Cleveland?
Arthur Cleveland.
I was like, Arthur...
Rutherford, I think, was the gay one, right?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
News to me.
He was the like only bachelor's president, and he had a friend that he lived with for like 30 years.
We've all had friends that we've lived with, TJ. It's time to grow up.
It's like your mom and your mom's friend.
Yeah. He only comes by sometimes and drops off presents.
So yeah, hey, you're getting a new stepdad.
So yeah, Disney's doing that stuff.
They're giving you new stepdads?
Maybe they probably would be in that business. Yeah, all the parents in all of their movies and stuff are all dead, so
that is true.
They could just be in the step parent business.
So get ready to hug a animatronic Pluto that will end up rising above and killing us all.
Soon be your stepdad.
Yep.
Stepdad.
An animatronic Pluto in the Hall of Presidents who's going to rise above humans and fuck your mother.
Because it's going to download the internet and it's going to run into the Xbox chat.
Exactly.
I like it.
I've got some nerd news.
Nobody cares.
Fuck you. Project Scorpio, which is Microsoft's like...
Is it still called that?
It's still called that. It hasn't been given an official name yet.
Well, it hasn't been really like released or announced or anything.
Yeah. You know? It is finally got actual specs, official specs from Microsoft. This thing is supposed to be more powerful than the PS Pro, which is it's supposed to be kind of similar to that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, the PS4 Pro I heard was really not that powerful. Like it was like a step up, but like,
well, right now it's the most powerful console going on right now.
Yeah, but I thought like Scorpio was supposed to be like basically a next generation, like even more next generation console.
Oh yeah, no, it's supposed to be more powerful. CPU is eight custom cores clocked at 2.3 gigahertz. GPUs,
eight cores is good.
40 customized units at 1172 megahertz. Memories 12 gigs. GDDR5?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're up to 5 now?
Yep. Yeah, everything's old. Using 5. I'm pretty sure the Xbox One's got DDR5 in it.
Terabyte hard drive, 4K Blu-ray. Well, because they want you to like have to buy all the bullshit. And it's just like...
How many teraflops?
That's
what everyone's concerned with right now, is how many teraflops it does.
Apparently, they've been doing demos of Forza Motorsport 7.
Okay.
It's always a Forza game.
That's
because the driving game.
Yeah. Driving games are the easiest ones to make look good.
Yeah. Look how real these cars are. Yeah,
and B, like Forza is like the flagship of Microsoft. It's the only game that like still really exists. Like all their other franchises have faded out because they're just not good anymore.
Yeah.
Forza is the only one that's staying strong.
How many Halos can you make?
Right.
6 teraflops of GPU.
There we go.
Thank you.
That's all I need to know.
And it's supposed to do true 4K, which apparently the PS4 does not do true
4K. No, fake 4K. I think it upscales.
Yeah. Apparently this is, the Scorpio is supposed to do true 4K. The price tag, if they want to make a little bit of money off these things, is around $700, which I feel is stupid.
Yeah. Well, here's two things. That's what the PS3 cost when it came out, and people bought it. Even though it caught on fire.
hoping it would catch on fire when we waited for the Wii U.
Right?
Fucking thing burned down. We would have been warm.
I'm going to say we're about 2 months removed from the announcement of the Nintendo Switch's price at $300 that people were absolutely just like shitting their pants about. Yeah. About how that was the worst investment you could ever make, and $300 is way too much for a console.
Yeah.
Yet people are going to line up to buy this and just say...
Well, I think the Nintendo product is different, though. They assume it's going to be a lot cheaper.
And that's my problem is, why do you assume that? Just because historically it has been, you know, cheaper, but it still was cheaper. It was $300 as opposed to the... $500 that you spent on the Xbox One and the PS3 when it came out, and now the $700 that you're going to spend on the Scorpio. Yeah, like it is cheaper.
Same console that came out,
right?
Just better graphics. And at $700, like, just buy a gaming PC at that point. Like, you can buy a pretty goddamn good gaming PC for $700.
I think you could buy a pretty
run the same thing.
I think you could buy a pretty good gaming video card for your computer for $700.
That's about it.
Yeah. Those video cards that you need to actually like really
game 4K and all that.
If you're going to run 4K and everything what this is capable of, that video card alone is going to cost you $500 to $700.
Yeah. I think they priced out the pieces and it's about $600 to $650.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're spending around $700.
That's pricing out. You know, you got to think these people are getting
wholesale deals.
Yeah, wholesale deals on millions of parts, you know.
Of units.
Yeah. If you were to purchase and build yourself a computer that was capable of the same, you know, 8 cores of, you know, whatever it was, 2.3 gigahertz, the video card that's in it, which is probably an NVIDIA, you know, TI, something like that, as well as whatever else it's going to have in it, a 4K Blu-ray drive and everything, I guarantee you that thing would run you between $1,100 and $1,500. It would be double the price.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I guess people jumped on the PS4. Pro as well. It just, for me as an Xbox lover, there's nothing really for me at this point.
Right, yeah.
4K doesn't really, I own a TV that can do 4K, but I don't see that much of a jump.
Well,
I don't think it's the same jump as standard def and HD.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but nobody's
it is still
going,
a
you're going to have people out there that are like, I can tell the difference. And then if you put the like a, you know, a 1080p and a 4K shot right next to each other, you know, they're not going to be like that one.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take a little bit. And the same thing with people who insist that like if it's under 60 frames per second, it's not worth playing.
Yeah.
Because how can you even play a game in 30 frames per second? It's like, because that's what your eyes see. And like 30 frames per second is plenty. 60 makes it a little bit smoother, sure. Yeah. But like to say that, you know, it's impossible to even see anything is just stupid. And that's straight like fanboy, like, you know, parroting of, you know, my thing is better because the numbers are cooler.
Yeah. I just don't know how many people are going to pick up another version of the Xbox One, because this is the third version. They had the original, the Xbox One S, and now Project Scorpio.
If this came out at $350,
it would be the best-selling console of all time.
Yes. But like that's what Xbox has done before. You know, they came out with the Xbox 360.
Yep.
And then 2 years later, they came out with the Xbox 360 Elite.
Yep.
The one that came with the bigger hard drive and everything.
I think that was 250 gig.
Yeah, those two. No, 120, gig? I think. I think it might have been 120. It could have been 250. I don't know. No. Yeah. Either way, it came with that. And that was, I think that was 300 or 350, something
they
like that.
They always went back up to the original price point of the console. And then they would dump
the original, the 360 was 500 originally.
Was it originally 500?
I think so. Something like that. It was expensive.
Christ.
And then they came out with the Slim, which was, again, like 250 or 300, something like that. So they kind of priced them as like, it's a new, cool, more powerful thing. And it's going to be, you know, about the same price as the current one, maybe a little bit more. So they would literally have to price this at like 350 in order to realistically expect it to sell. Having said that, I think it's going to sell just fine.
Yeah, yeah, I think it'll just do fine. And especially probably GameStop and all those companies will be like, trade in your old one, get $50 off the fucking new one.
Trade in your current Xbox One, get $100 off. Trade in your Xbox One S, get $200 off. And that's going to incentivize people to be like, oh, I can afford this. It's a brand new console. Right. I can afford this. Plus, seemingly now, it's really strange. We live in a time where you know, people are racked with student loans. Your salaries are really low because you're not making the amount of money that you were. You can't afford to buy a house. You can't afford to move out. Yet people have like a seemingly an unlimited supply of money for video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's something that I don't quite understand.
Well, I think it's the same like books and how people use them kind of as a getaway.
Right. But a book costs $20 brand new.
Some people aren't. I hate sitting down and reading
a
book.
Me too. But because I hate sitting down doesn't mean that I can afford
nerd over here reading books.
That I can afford a $500 Xbox One and then also afford, you know, a $300 or $400 PS4. And now I had to get the Switch too, and everything that came with the Switch for that cost me $500 also. Like,
well, just bad priorities.
I suppose so.
Like I'm most likely not gonna pick up the Scorpio. It's not something made for me. I already have an Xbox One. Unless they stop making games for the original Xbox Ones, it's not for me. And there's not really great exclusives for the Xbox, honestly.
Right.
It's all FPSs that aren't... I mean, great. I fell out of Halo years ago. I never liked Gears of War. And that's like it.
Yeah, Xbox is not doing well with exclusives right now at all.
I think they've just been hanging on the same ones. And
well,
it's just like me.
Gears of War sells like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that's all they really need at this point, because it used to be Halo.
Yeah.
Halo is what sold. But then they do have some other titles, like Sunset Overdrive was actually
really
great. Cool. But,
and that was them.
Right. That was their own studio.
Yeah.
Like, that was self-developed.
And
like,
I haven't heard a damn thing
It was kind of just like, oh well, like,
that was
a fun
case.
Game. Like, no, you could have built a franchise off that.
I demolished that game.
Yeah, I don't know what other exclusives they have.
Yeah. But I can name a bunch of PS4 exclusives that I would love to play.
Right. Between Horizon and The Last of Us.
Yeah, Last of Us, yep.
God of War. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that's being, you know, you're going to get into God of War 4 soon. And like those are just three right there, right off the bat. That like
Nathan Drake.
Oh, yeah. Uncharted. Everybody loves Uncharted. Like those are all PlayStation exclusives that are going to fucking, you know, rock the house while Xbox is kind of just like, I don't know what they're doing.
No, I get why they made this because they had to keep up with the PS4 Pro.
Right. They want to include VR.
Yeah.
Is really what it is.
Which, I mean,
that's the end game.
That's cool. I still like joysticks.
But this, okay. Let me ask you, is this $700 coming with an Oculus Rift or is this $700 that you have to buy a $500 Oculus Rift to go along with it? Fuck yourself.
You know this thing? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's VR ready.
Yeah, ready. Yeah.
Ready. It's like any other computer you buy nowadays with a sticker that says VR ready or 4K ready.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you got shit to do it with.
4K ready, as long as you put a 4K video card in it.
Yeah. It was like that Y2K sticker on the side of old computers.
I remember those. Make sure you turn your computer off.
Everything's going to explode. Planes are going to fly out of the sky.
Those
are
good days.
Good times.
Computer science. LOL. Yeah.
All right. If you're going to buy a Scorpio, let us know.
Yeah.
I'd like to know why. I get the better graphics and stuff.
That sounds condescending,
but
I know what you meant. Like, we're legitimately curious, like, what is drawing you to an Xbox
Scorpio?
What's
making you buy the console again?
Because, like, I agree with you. I haven't seen anything that, you know, warrants spending the money. And there will be people, of course, that want to spend it because it's an investment for the future. And they're going to say good games will come out. But I'm going to go back to the Switch again, where they have that and they have the solidified release schedule. And people still say it's a piece of shit because it didn't come out with a good launch lineup. Like, how can you justify? I mean, I guess any game that's out for Xbox One right now will be playable. So there already is somewhat of a launch lineup. Yeah. But like, you're going to spend $700 on a new console to play the games that you currently have and then wait for the rest of them to come out
after already spending money for a console.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So,
and I guess spend more money on consoles.
It's just because people get boners for things that look good. Well, it's not even the tech, you know, there are way too many people out there that are like, this thing looks amazing.
Right.
It's like, all right, but how's the story? How's the gameplay? You know, like, there are way too many people that'll go to a movie and they'll see it in IMAX and be like, it was a beautiful movie. And I'm like, okay, what was it about? You know, was it a good movie? Was it enjoyable? Was the acting good? Like, nobody cares about any of the other shit.
Like,
it's just, this is in 4K and everything looks fake, but it's so real.
Yeah, that's what I heard about Avatar.
Yeah.
Like, everybody said that, all the people, and I was like, how was the movie? Because I didn't want to see it. And they're like, oh, it looked great. And I'm like, okay. Like, how was the movie? And they're like, well, you know, the visuals were amazing. I'm like, yeah, but there was a story. There were actors. Things happened. Like, how was
the movie? All I've ever heard from that movie is, it looks good, and the animals fuck trees. That's fucking it.
Like, that's... I don't know.
I've never seen it before.
I've never had any...
I feel like we're bad nerds for not seeing that.
No, I've seen pretty much off every box of nerd movie that I've seen, and that's just not one
of them. Orgasmo.
Orgasmo. Like, I watched fucking Pacific Rim. That looks amazing, and the movie's good.
Yes.
That's what you need. Like, Guillermo del Toro does it right, because he makes things like Hellboy. Because
he's a good director.
Right, exactly. Except for that one, Crimson Peak or whatever.
Crimson Peak was amazing.
I heard it was really terrible.
Crimson Peak was gorgeous, and the story was great.
Okay, I heard it was terrible.
Well,
I mean,
those people can go fuck themselves. Everybody. I hate horror movies, and I loved Crimson Peak.
Which one was that?
The one with Benedict Cumberbatch. Not Benedict Cumberbatch. No. Loki.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. Oh, that always looked interesting.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we went really sideways with this conversation.
Yeah, we always do.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
Speaking of Loki.
Yes. What a good segue I just happened
Thor
to throw in.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
The first trailer came out.
TJ, have you seen it?
I've seen the trailer, yes.
I am so hard.
Holy shit.
There is a lot going on.
I am erect.
There was a lot of good going on.
Yes.
And there was one bad going on.
Interesting.
Was it the haircut? Because that's what everyone is talking about.
No, I don't care about the haircut. I was a little weird of it when I saw the initial Entertainment Weekly thing. I was like, why'd they cut his hair? And then I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, that's why they cut his hair.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, what the fuck, a haircut? And then when I saw it, I was like, I understand. And I was just like, they cut his hair. Yeah, and now I saw it and I was like, makes sense.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum looks weird.
That's the point, though.
Like,
he's supposed to look weird.
Jeff Goldblum looks weird in general.
No. Jeff Goldblum.
Have you looked at him?
Looks... like like Stanley Tucci did in The Hunger Games. I think he was Caesar.
Okay. Did you think Benicio del Toro looked weird?
Yep.
Then they're brothers.
Okay.
Makes sense. Their characters are brothers. Weird.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying.
Okay. They're just weirdos.
He looks weird.
But also Jeff Goldblum is pretty fucking weird.
He is. But just like, he just really reminded me of Stanley Tucci in The Hunger Games. And I was kind of just like, that's strange.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of.
There's humor.
Yes.
Also a lot of, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't seen the trailer, I mean, you're living up under a rock at this point. Yeah. Hulk and Thor going after each other.
Yeah.
Which is what I've been waiting for ever.
Yeah. The best scene ever. Just
Mjolnir being destroyed.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It looks, and I think to me, this is a good thing, but it looks like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it looks like it fits right in. And I think they're like, getting. That's cool. Yeah.
An idea of also they're probably trying to pull away as far as possible from the DC universe.
Right.
Because they're like, that's fucked up. Let's go the other direction.
Let's put some more humor and color. And
Now,
color.
When.
Yeah.
I talked to Lauren about green. It when she watched it. Yeah. It's just green.
Yeah.
When Lauren watched it. And she said that, too. She was like, it reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy. And I was like, me, too. And she was like, I don't like that. She's like, it's not.
Really?
She's like, this looks good, like a good movie. But it's not what she wanted from a Thor movie.
Okay.
I guess and I'm like, I can respect that. Serious, like.
No. Not even serious.
I don't know.
There was a lot. I think Thor was one of the funnier of the Marvel movies.
And I loved Dark World.
Me too.
I really did. I think that is one of the more underrated Marvel movies out there. I think it's the most
underrated Marvel
movie. I think a lot of people didn't see it.
The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton is the most underrated.
Really?
Yes. Because.
Don't you even count that anymore?
Why? It was the start of the MCU.
It really was.
It was. Just because Edward Norton got fired doesn't mean that movie is literally the first movie in the MCU. And I think it's incredible. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
But the Dark World people discount and they're just like, it happened.
Right.
In Incredible Hulk, people hated. They said it was an awful movie.
Which it wasn't.
It was not very good.
It was an excellent
movie. I loved it.
You know?
The only MCU movie that I don't really like is Iron Man 3.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all right.
I enjoyed it.
Even as an Iron Man fan, I was a little bored in some places, but I get why they went that direction. Him trying to
deal with. No, I do too. I just.
And like and Tony dealing with his demons replace, a bit. Like,
yeah, they had to kind of replace his alcoholism that was in the old
comics. I just particularly didn't like it. There was just not enough Iron Manning for me, and there was a little too much like Tony being like a spy, it seemed like. You know, he runs in there. Oh, and Ben Kingsley, that whole fucking
Mandarin
thing.
Because that could have been good.
Yeah, that's my problem, is I really like the Mandarin as a character. And, like, I was kind of iffy on the movie. I was like, this isn't that great. And then that happened, and I was like, all right. Like, at first, like, I was like, now I hate this movie. Like, I hate it.
Well, they tied
I've come back around where I'm just like, it's just not that good. But that severely angers me, because I feel like they took a really cool idea and a really good character and ruined it for the sake of nothing.
Well, it's because they took multiple story, like the movies are just multiple storylines in the comics smushed together, which the same thing in Ragnarok.
Right.
You see Hulk in World War Hulk, World War Hulk. Mjolnir being destroyed, and Ragnarok comes from Fear itself.
Right.
The comics where, you know, all this shit happens, which I'm not getting. Hela, the goddess of death, being
I think she's hella cool.
Is. Yeah.
I didn't know that was Kate Blanchett at first.
Yeah.
I was like, who is that?
Okay.
But I also didn't know it was Hela at first, or Hela, or however you pronounce it. I thought it was the Enchantress at first, and I was like, yes, I've been waiting for the Enchantress since the first movie, because I love like the Enchantress and Loki type stuff.
Yeah.
But then I was like, that's not her.
I was hoping for Odin's brother.
Broden.
Fucking A. I think it's Null or Cull.
Yeah.
And that would have been great, because that's part of the fear itself of Bucky dying, the shield being destroyed, Thor dying, and they could lead that into bringing the new MCU in as well.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like what I've been waiting for since I saw Civil War, because I was like, a lot of people disliked that too. I thought Civil War was, for the most part, great.
I think it was good for what it was.
It's my third least favorite MCU movie.
Really?
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Because it's a nothing movie to me.
Like, there's
it's to fill in all the blanks.
It's a filler, and that's right. My problem. Like, close behind that was Avengers 2.
Yeah, Age of Ultron's not very good.
You know, it was...
I liked it, but it's not very good. I like Civil War, but I love the Civil War storyline, mm-hmm. and I thought that they did a good enough job, or I think they did a good job for what they could have done.
Yeah. Right.
With a movie Civil War. with a movie Civil War, because you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You just couldn't do it.
Way too many characters. Big,
yeah. There were characters that they didn't have rights to. You couldn't include Wolverine and the X-Men.
Yeah.
And anybody else who Ghost Rider, who
Fantastic Four, Ghost Rider.
Well, that's the thing, is you wouldn't want to include Fantastic Four anyway, because come on.
Which you would have to.
You have to.
Because, like, Civil War is, like, based around...
It's Reed Richards' fault. Everything is Reed Richards' fault. That is my... If you have to summarize the Marvel Universe in general, everything is Reed Richards' fault.
Yep. Yeah.
And really, the Civil War was sparked because of him and the Hulk.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Nova had the part to play where she, you know, exploded and killed people.
Right.
But it was the Hulk, and it was Reed Richards who caused the rest of the actual Civil War, the jail,
and sending Hulk to space
after people were like, "Don't do it." Creating, like, whatever, fuck it.
Creating the fake Thor.
Really hope they do World War Hulk at some point.
Yes,
I mean, they could
send him off.
Breaking off,
he comes back and is like, "I'm as smart as, you know, I'm as smart as Bruce Banner, and also I'm angry at everyone because you sent me off, and then the spaceship blew up and killed my wife."
I mean, they sent him off to die.
Yeah. And he comes back and is just badass. He just flattens Manhattan to the ground.
I thought Civil War was good, but I disliked the Bucky angle in it, because it
was too butt Bucky.
Right. to me, when you read the Civil War comics, there's a good split between Steve is right and Tony's right.
Right.
Where you're like, they both have good points. Mm-hmm. You could go on either side and you can't really be like, that's stupid. But I thought the movie really made it, and it was funny as hell because it was a Captain America movie.
Right.
I thought it made Steve's side completely
bullshit,
undefendable.
Yeah.
I think you disagree with that.
I don't want to get in, because this was a Thor Ragnarok thing. And
because it ties in, because you had the Captain America and Iron Man movie, and now you have the Thor and Hulk movie.
Right,
because
the other half in Civil War.
Right, it's the other half of basically what's going on while the Civil War is happening. Why? Because there's always the question of why the fuck weren't they there?
Yeah, why
now,
weren't they
now
part
we'll
of
know
that.
Why now we know they why, weren't yeah. there.
Which I think is funny, because you posted that meme of, you know, Thor looking at Hulk in the arena and being like, "Oh, he's my friend from work," and then Tony going, "I thought I was your friend."
Yeah, or so was I.
So was I. And it's like, they weren't even there. Yeah. You know, it's like,
also, one's a god and one's a monster. Yeah. You think they both give any shits to what's going on?
But also dealing, you know, the shit that Thor is dealing with, and the fact that, like, Hulk was just sent off somehow.
Yep.
Yeah,
but that's what's going to be so good. I don't know if you've ever seen any Hulk versus Thor fights.
Yeah,
I have some movies.
Pretty
fucking. That's going to be a great.
I have Hulk versus Wolverine and Hulk versus Thor, and the Hulk versus Thor is just it's fucking brutal.
Yeah,
because like
they're both extremely powerful.
They can't do anything to each other. Yeah. Like, they just pound the shit out of each other, and that's one of the things that I can't wait for. Is I really want to see the Hulk just like pound Thor into a bloody pulp, and then Thor just like still make it out, because
well, the way that the MCU is kind of laid out, Hulk is definitely more powerful than Thor.
Yes.
And I mean, that's kind of the comics too. I mean, Hulk doesn't have a limit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's kind of an easy cop out kind of thing. So hopefully it's going to be some type of even fighting.
It'll be an even fight, because with the exception of the 2003 Hulk, in the current MCU Hulk, the real Hulk that we agree exists, he does have a limit. Because one of the things with the Hulk is that the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets, and the larger, physically, the larger he gets.
Right.
And he doesn't do that in this. In the MCU, he doesn't do that. So, to me, there's some sort of cap on his...
And his love for ScarJo just puts him
because they just discounted Betty
Ross
as a person.
The one where it's
you don't want to see it.
The Hulk looking at ScarJo, And then she's like got wide-eyed, and then it's just green dick pounding stuff.
Yeah. It's exactly what you don't want to see.
I gotta find that.
I just feel like this is gonna be a really good follow-up to Civil War. And yeah. Just again, like
I 100%. I'm so looking forward to to this year.
I hope that like they definitely
Spider-Man
push.
Homecoming looks awesome too. By the way,
we're gonna get some really great Marvel movies this year,
and I really hope they push more towards what Thanos is doing as well.
Yes,
that was very connected to Thor.
They're going to, because Doctor Strange is in this movie.
Yeah, there will most definitely be a Infinity Stone.
Oh, because they're missing one.
Yeah, the orange one they're missing.
The star orange one?
I was going to say the Soul Stone, but I'm not sure if the orange one is Soul.
Soul is
your penis. The green one.
Green one's the time yellow stone now,
right? Isn't Soul what?
I don't remember. I get the what Vision has? Comic ones.
I don't think so.
That's yellow.
Yeah,
that's mind.
That's mind.
Mind stone. Oh. Yeah, I think this might be the soul. I think this might be the Soul Stone.
Well, I thought it gave him a soul. I don't know.
Give your mom a soul.
I want to tell her.
If you haven't checked out the trailer, go watch it. It's funny as hell. I mean, if you haven't seen any of the exciting stuff, it's funny.
Yeah.
Go check it out. It's gonna be fun. That's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all the social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us and Less Than Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Hulk penis.